Beta 1.9 pre-release, but its audio files were added as early as August 2010, in Alpha version 1.0.16, even if I can't verify this. At the time, Minecraft was far simpler, and caves are really the only location that makes sense for the context. Now that we have a rough idea of the where, let's move on to the what. There are many notable aspects of 11, so let's go in order. The first is the rustling, followed by metallic clicking sound. This can be assumed to be whatever the character in the disc is, rummaging in their belongings and pulling out a metal tool. The nature of this metal tool is a bit ambiguous. At the time, only three metallic objects existed in Minecraft, which were the clock, compass, and flint and steel. If the sound file was really added as early as August 2010, compasses and clocks, which were added later in Alpha, would not be possible candidates. As such, the only plausible metallic tool that could be used is a flint and steel, which has been in the game since indev. Our character could be using it to light up a fire or scare away monsters, but we'll cover more on the why later. The source of the paper-like rustling can be narrowed down by similar deduction. At the time, the only feasible paper objects in the game were maps, books, and, well, paper. Maps, as you may know, require a compass to craft, and not only that, were added in Beta 1.6, well after the supposed addition of the disc's sound files in Alpha. As such, the character writing in a book or paper as some sort of journal seems to make the most sense. In his video on the subject, MatPat proposes that the journal's nature is hinted at by the Mob Bestiary, and more recently, the Lost Journals novel series. He claims that the protagonist of the disc could be keeping a journal that is the Mob Bestiary. That being said, the Bestiary was published in 2017, 7 years after the sound edition of the disc. And in a game not as lore heavy as Minecraft, I would assume they don't plan out lore reveals 7 years in the future. But it is something to consider. Our mysterious character then supposedly senses something, as depicted by the increased ambience. They then begin to run faster and faster before finally running onto a dirty or gravelly material. And then, the screech. This is perhaps the largest and most highly debated mystery in Disc 11. What is making that haunting noise before the disc cuts off? To my knowledge, there are five prevailing theories. Herobrine, the character's dog, the warden, a scratch on the disc, or an Enderman. Contrary to all the conflicting arguments, I do believe there is in fact a correct answer, but let's consider all the possible suspects. Herobrine is the easiest theory to dispel because there are just so many factors against it. Number one, Herobrine wasn't made by Mojang. I really don't think C418 would create a whole music disc about a rumor. Number two, Herobrine is just that, a rumor. Not to mention the first ever image of Herobrine, the catalyst behind the creepypasta, was posted from a version that came out a day after 11's sound file was added, so no one even knew about Herobrine prior to the disc's release. The character's dog is another theory that is relatively easy to disprove. Officially, wolves were added to the game before 11. However, that was again only in beta. As we've mentioned many times, the sound files of Disc 11 were added nearly a whole year before the inclusion of dogs into the game. The second reason it probably isn't a distorted dog is that none of the wolves' sound files match the sound of the screech. The screech has a very distinct twin peak shape of pitches, like a swoop downwards and back up. Out of all the wolf's sound files, none match the herd audio. The theory regarding the warden is also fairly clean-cut. Disc 11 wasn't inspired by the warden was inspired by Disc 11. One might think that since the warden was added a whole 11 years after the sound files of the disc, there is no meaningful connection between the two. This is false, however. In an interview with Brandon Pierce, the gameplay developer mainly responsible for designing the warden, Pierce says this when asked about a correlation.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've always been like very interested in sort of like the music discs from Minecraft, like Disc 11 and Disc 13. And even though they're not necessarily related, I was definitely very inspired. I mean, even, you know, back when I was a teenager, I was thinking, like, you know, what's the monster making that noise at the end of, like, Disc 11 or Disc 13? And again, while they're not necessarily related, I was always just thinking of, like, what could scary mob look like in Minecraft?